This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so the whole world is moving towards war. Stock markets are melting down. As we told you about 7 months ago, Deutsche Bank is going to go bigger belly up than Lehman Brothers in 2007. Business Insider reports, red alert, get ready for a severe fall. That's a quote in the stock market, HSBC says. HSBC technical analysts, and they signal that to cause the plunge. Has thrown up the ultimate warning signal. A note to clients released Wednesday. Murray Gunn, the head of technical analysts for HSBC, said he had become a red alert for an immediate sell-off of stocks given the price action over the past few weeks. Remember 6 weeks ago? We saw similar headlines. Remember 8 months ago? Royal Bank of Scotland, sell everything you've got this paper. That's the establishment saying that. Almost made me want to buy things, but here's what they know. They want to look like the winners when it all starts going belly up. And basically every major financial institution says this is the season we're in. And the Russians are getting their diplomatic families out of the West. They're canceling diplomatic meetings with heads of state. They're doing 40 million nuclear warfare evacuation drills and saying it's for nuclear war. And the United States, controlled by the globalists, has moved nuclear missiles right up to the border with Russia. And Russia says, what do? I guess we move missiles into Cuba. And we've got a government that wants our military to wear high heels and wants to have trainees as our top commandos. Not to be nice to trainees, folks, but to sabotage the country. And have us all in fighting about a man in a dress who's supposedly in high heels going to storm a machine gun nest. While we're debating that, the globalists are about to bring down the whole world. They're moving into their bunkers. I hope this can all be averted, but a telltale sign was 2 years ago. This is now all confirmed, where they just said, let anybody in. Any China, Middle East, Asia, Eastern Europe, Latin America. We don't care if they have tuberculosis, this drug immune. It's a death sentence for thousands. Each person you let in with that is thousands that are going to get it. Hundreds will die. The plague, the black plague, bubonic plague, leprosy, it's all back. And it's not like they just let them in. They don't like, oh, you're here with leprosy, let's treat you. You're here with TB. No, you go, oh, just come on in. You sit back and go, what's the strategy there? One thing, collapse the country. One thing. That hit me a few weeks ago. I mean, I'm not stupid, but sometimes problems are too obvious to get right away. You know, it's the easier problems that are hard to equate, to deduce, to complete, to transact. What's the right word for doing a math problem? Complete, I guess. They're calling everybody that's against global government, world government, looting and corruption, a Russian agent, because Russia's just one country trying to crawl out of this. And that's because they're going to have a war with Russia and arrest everybody who's their opposition. My God. The problem is you ran this equation in 1917 with a disarmed serf population in Russia. You run it in other countries like China with a disarmed serf population. You're going to run this in the most armed camp in the world with all the ancestral memory to fight you? You take our current weakness and malaise as a sign of weakness? Huh. Okay. If it's what you want, your figurehead can hardly walk. If it's what all you people think you're gods, because you got little fake ironic glasses and you look like Rachel Maddow and everybody's asexual, so you went to a cool college and you all told each other how smart you were, so you think you're going to win a civil war with us. I'm just going to step aside. I've already done my work at that point. Good luck. That's all I have to tell you. I'll be staying out of the way, but you won't have a prayer. So It won't even matter. Your elites won't even protect you anyways. There's no honor among thieves. Please support the broadcast. Spread the word. It's one of a kind. Thank you for all your support. David Knight is coming in for a fresh 55 minutes of transmission starting now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Fourth hour of the Alex Jones broadcast. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, October 12, 2016. We got a lot of news to cover. Donald Trump really broke down what's behind Hillary Clinton's world government based on these emails that have been leaked from John Podesta, her campaign manager, and comments that have been made at the speeches that she's given to these various banks. We now know, and we have a document that tells you she knows exactly the method that she's going to enact world government, and she defines what world government is. And Donald Trump broke that down for a massive group of supporters yesterday, over 8,000 people that he was speaking to. We're going to talk about that in a moment. We're going to talk about the femdems, which is what I call them, the feminist Democrats, who are really nothing more than the hateful left as they go out and attack rape victims. We see this throughout the media as well. But before we get into that, I saw this couple of articles on the Drudge Report. I think he put these things right next to each other. Listen to these two headlines. World astrologists gather to predict the president, and then more dead voters and fraud cases discovered in Colorado. So I guess the question is, are CNN and Fox News going to start having seances to poll the dead? Because that's the situation we're in with voter fraud. I mean, they are, it's not just in Colorado, but we're seeing this a lot in Virginia. We've had a couple of different articles, one particular county where they, one person who was working in the county office noticed a name that was going by there that was a deceased judge and said, wait a minute, I know that guy, and he's dead. And he's now registering to vote. What's going on with this? So I started looking at it carefully. They saw a whole bunch of people there. And then we've seen thousands show up in another area of Virginia. And that's only one small area of Virginia. And that's only one state. And as I've pointed out before, I know from secondhand information, a friend of my brother-in-law, who in the last election, 2012, went in to vote. And they said, you've already voted. Because, you know, in North Carolina, there's no voter ID. You can't have a picture ID they can't ask for. All you do is go in and give them a name and an address, and you can vote. And so they said, you voted, and so has this other person at your address. He said, well, that's my mother. She's been dead for a couple of years. So somebody had already gone in and voted for him and for his mother by the time it came to election day, because North Carolina starts voting earlier than any other state in the nation. See, North Carolina was run for a very long time by the Democrats. It's only recently the Republicans have taken over. And they've tried to reform this drawn-out election process, the easy voter registration, the lack of voter ID. They've tried to address that. But every time they say, we're going to look at voter ID, then they come in after them and they say, no, 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 you're not going to do that. That's racist to ask for ID, even though you have to show ID everywhere. So these two articles, one of them is an investigation by CBS in Colorado. The person who was looking at it, the county clerk's office, says, well, I don't think it was an accident. This is part of an investigation done by CBS entitled Dying to Vote. That's the way it breaks out. And then the Guardian story, astrologers are predicting the election. Dozens of astrologers are coming together to predict who will be president. So I guess we're going to see Frank Luntz in with an astrologer, and they're going to be actually doing a Ouija board or whatever to figure out how these dead voters are going to be voting. Because, you know, that's just as scientific as their polls, isn't it? Their polls are just, when you've got polls, they tell you the margin of error is 4 points, and you get one poll after the other that are 8 points apart or 12 points apart, okay? You can't even take the two and add them up and get the margin of error so far apart when they're heavily skewing it towards Democrat voters, far more than the difference between registered Democrats and registered Republicans, when they don't take into consideration the people who are coming into the election process who haven't voted for many, many years, if ever, because they've been totally fed up with these controlled opposition parties. The Bushes and the Clintons illustrate for us all how there really isn't two different parties. There hasn't really been a choice. It's simply been the American League versus the National League, or the AFC versus the NFC. They're all playing for the same owners. And it's just phony opposition. It is a game. It is a game. And there is some benefit for the people who win, just like there's a benefit for the team that wins the Super Bowl. But you have to understand, they are still going to be controlled. They've got other people who are making the rules. They're going to follow those rules. They're just the faces of this global governance that's there. And I think that when we look at some of these remarks that came out, the speeches that Hillary Clinton was making to these various banking groups, for which she was getting about $250,000 apiece, for which she earned tens of millions of dollars, essentially going to these people and saying, I know precisely what you want. We're on the same page. Give me the money. Put me in office. I'll make it happen. And we look at this one particular comment here. And Donald Trump, I want to tell you what Donald Trump did to unpack this for his audience, because we've talked about this before. Here's the quote. My dream, she said to a group of bankers, is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders sometime in the future. With energy that's as green, as sustainable as we can get it, powering growth and opportunity for every person in the hemisphere. Now, I've said many times, and we've all said here at InfoWars.com, there's three different approaches that they're going to take in order to create a global governance. First of all, you get rid of the borders, and you homogenize the people in one sense to a third world level. You create different, bring in different groups that aren't going to assimilate That's one of the ways that you destroy the national culture. And so they're, what they're trying to do is homogenize on an international level, make all the countries the same, create conflict with groups that will not assimilate, like the massive groups of Muslims that come in. So that's one part of it, the open borders. Okay, and we can see that with the policies like the Dreamer policies and the fact that they go apoplectic. Even Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson, freaking out when people use the term illegal immigrants. No, 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 there's no such thing as illegals. And we got Nancy Pelosi saying, we don't have borders, we just have one people with a line running through us. It's no different than the border between, let's say, Oklahoma and Texas, because in their mind, they have already created a hemispheric common market. She's just acknowledging what they've been working for a long time. NAFTA was the first part of it. First, you create economic consolidation and economic management. And then what you do is you create political consolidation, okay? And that's what's happening with this. The open borders are part of this, and the other part of it is the what they call open trade or free trade. That really is not free trade. It's really managed trade, and we've talked about that as well. That's what TPP and the TTIP, the Transatlantic, the Trans-Pacific Partnerships. And understand, they don't even call them trade agreements anymore. NAFTA was a treaty. They don't call it a treaty. They called it a trade agreement. But it was a treaty. TPP is a treaty. So is TTIP. Those are both treaties. And yet, the reality is that they want to call them something other than a treaty, so they don't have to follow the constitutional process for ratifying a treaty. But you have to understand, this isn't about free trade. It's not about open trade. This is about having our economy managed by a committee, an international committee that is not elected, that is not accountable to anyone. Okay? This is worse than the central planning committee of the communist countries that would get together and do the economic planning with a five-year plan. This is precisely how these trade agreements were created in the first place. And as Senator Sessions pointed out, the only senator to go in and really read and study and analyze and present what these treaties were about, it is a living document. It creates a committee that can, by fiat, change anything in it, including the people who are included in it. They can bring in China. This is not a bulwark against China. And as Jeff Sessions pointed out, they are going to be managing our economy. Nobody is going to be electing these people. How do they get appointed? Ask yourself. Well, ask yourself, who wrote these agreements? Your elected representatives in every one of these countries affected, not just in America, but all of the countries. The elected representatives couldn't even look at this stuff. And then they're told afterwards, and these are the people, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, all these people who are dumping on Trump, who say they can't support him, they're not going to do anything to help him. They're not supporting America. These are the same people who, after they were hand-delivered this agreement that was created by a few multinational corporations lobbyists, they said, we're going to ram this thing through without any kind of debate, without filibuster, without delay. It's going, once they present this thing, it's going to run through in 20 days. There will be no amendments, no debate about any of this stuff. It's just going to be a straight up and down vote, and it's going to be a majority vote, not a two-thirds vote like is required in the Constitution. So we have the open borders. We have the so-called open trade, which is globalist management of your economy. And then we have the sustainable aspect, the climate treaty. This is what Hillary Clinton finishes up with. Oh, we're going to be green and sustainable. You understand, that is perhaps the most powerful aspect of global governance. Look at the UN agenda for 2030 of sustainable development. Okay, what they're talking about there is essentially creating a global tax that is going to fund a global governance. You have to have a global problem that a global government is going to address. So they invented climate change. And then they invented a crony capitalist system to do this, which is also a tax which will fund this global governance by these multinational corporations that are writing these treaties. All three of those things are right there in Hillary Clinton's remarks. Now, here's the way Donald Trump broke it down yesterday. First of all, he said, we have to investigate Hillary Clinton, and we have to investigate the investigation. In other words, we're going to find out. He knows that Comey and Lynch were coordinating with the Clinton campaign We see now more emails confirming that, but we told you that before. We told you about the relationship between Comey and between Lynch. Now, that's been going on for a long time, that they let Sandy Berger get away with destroying national security documents in a cover-up, that they've been working together and for the Clintons for a very long time, those two people. When we come back, we're going to break down Donald Trump's remarks about global governance. He nailed it precisely with this crowd last night. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Way up north, way up north.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and before we get back to what Donald Trump said, breaking down how Hillary Clinton has literally defined world government for us and how we're going to get there, Before we do that, I want to just remind you that we've extended for one final day the special on DNA Force. That's 23% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, DNA Force is our special formulation with BioPQQ. It's backed by 175 clinical studies, very hard to secure, very expensive to produce. Just one ingredient, that one ingredient costs $30,000 per batch to run through. But, of course, that's not all that it has. It also has very powerful things like CoQ10, digestive enzymes, resveratrol, many other things that are in the DNA Force. But, of course, that is a key ingredient. It makes it very expensive for us to produce as well as difficult to produce. And a 23% discount is a huge discount. Right now, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com, 23% off DNA Force. Today is the last day that that will be discounted. Also, a new sale, a flash sale today, Knockout Sleep Support, 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a lot of natural ingredients, safe ingredients that will help you get a good night's rest. Valerian root extract, melatonin, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan, and many other key ingredients. That last one, L-tryptophan. You know, that's what's in turkey that makes you sleepy on Thanksgiving Day. So that's a lot of natural ingredients, and that really works. I tell you, when I take that, when I'm having difficulty sleeping, I take Knockout Sleep Support, and that really does the trick. Gives me a very restful night's sleep. Right now, 25% off a flash sale at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I want to go back to this speech that Donald Trump gave yesterday. This was in Florida Tuesday night. He had about 8,000 people. As I mentioned before we went to the break, he said, we have to investigate Hillary Clinton. We have to investigate the investigation, he said. And he went on to call her a carpetbagging U.S. senator from New York. Yeah, that's exactly what she is. She's gone both different directions. She's carpetbagging going from north to south and from south to north. He said, by the time the crowd estimated 8,000 filed back to their cars, this is Daily Mail, he had accused her of secretly plotting to eliminate America's national borders in favor of a single global government with control over trade and immigration. Now, you have to understand, he didn't accuse her of this. What he read was her statement saying that that is her dream, that is her goal, and laying out the three tactics to achieve that, just as I pointed that out in the last segment. And then he goes on to say this, speaking in secret to a foreign bank, again, just revealed, Hillary said, my dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade, open borders. And he quoted a digest of previously undisclosed transcripts of speeches. These are the things that came out on Friday that were so damaging to Hillary Clinton that they came out with this locker room talk that Donald Trump had, the tape. And that's all that they wanted to talk about. That was the red herring. So you wouldn't pay attention to so many of the things that Hillary Clinton, that came out about Hillary Clinton in these speeches. He says, well, there goes the rest of your businesses, folks. There goes your country, folks. He said, behind closed doors, this is Donald Trump talking about Hillary Clinton's admission that she wants a hemispheric open trade, open borders. She wants a common market. She wants a North American Union. The North American Union that they always told us was a fantasy of the conspiracy theorists. No, she laid it out there in detail. And it's not going to stop with the North American Union. It's not going to stop with the European Union. They are combining those together with the TTIP, just as they are combining America with a governance of our economy with the TPP with Asian countries. He goes on. He says, behind closed doors, when she thought no one was listening, she pledged to dissolve the borders of the United States of America. No borders. And he goes on to say, if you don't have borders, you don't have a country. He said, WikiLeaks has given us a window into the secret corridors of government power where we see a former Secretary of State announcing her desire to end forever the American independence that our founders gave us and wanted us to have. He said, we're protecting the borders of foreign countries, but not our borders. Think about that. Think about the fact that we have our government all over the world fighting wars that have multiplied under the Obama administration, multiplied under Hillary Clinton's Secretary of State administration. We have set the Middle East on fire. We're abroad protecting the borders of foreign countries, said Donald Trump, but nobody is protecting our borders. These WikiLeaks emails confirm what those of us here today have known all along, he continued. Hillary Clinton is the vessel of a corrupt globalist establishment that's raiding our country, surrendering the sovereignty of our nation. This criminal government cartel doesn't recognize borders, but believes in global governance, unlimited immigration, and rule by corporations. The few multinational corporations that have written the TPP and the TTIP and are handing it down to our people like Paul Ryano, who will rubber stamp it through with a non-constitutional process. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. You know, it's interesting to see the article saying that the Clinton campaign is losing patience with Bill Clinton rape protesters. Yeah, but they are. There's been five of them just today. This thing is going totally viral, and they are freaking out. Look at the way the femdems, the hateful left, are replying to this. We've got yesterday Joy Behar on The View suggesting this line for Hillary Clinton regarding those women. She said, "I would like to apologize to those tramps that have slept with my husband." Oh, there you go. Calling them tramps. Okay, this is blurring the line, deliberately blurring the line between rape and consensual sex. Okay, Bill Clinton has had a lot of consensual sex. But what we're talking about with Juanita Broderick and others is rape. You have to understand the difference. And these feminists who say they're all about women, no, they're about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is not about women. Hillary Clinton is for herself. She's not with you. If you're with her, you're being duped into voting for a phony feminist who hates women, who get in her way, and will destroy them by any means necessary, including covering up for her raping husband. Now, Joy Behar then apologized the next show and says, I never intended to belittle sexual assault and the women who are victims. Oh, really? Oh, really? So you just call them tramps? Isn't that usually the tactic that is taken against women who are accuse someone of rape? They're always attacked as tramps, aren't they, Joy? People like you have always attacked and destroyed the character of people who come out and talk about rape. That's what we saw with the guy who just did Birth of a Nation, Nate Parker, and his the other guy that was with him. Both of them were accused of rape. The other guy was convicted and eventually let off on a technicality on appeal, just like Hillary Clinton began her political career. That's the way she began her political career, getting off a child rapist on a technicality and cackling about it. We've all heard the tape, haven't we? But Joy Behar says, well, I wouldn't want to ever belittle sexual assault. Well, you just did. You just did. You just belittled multiple people who have been sexually assaulted by a serial rapist because it gets in the way of your political ambitions for the person that you really care about, Hillary Clinton. You don't care about women in general. You don't care about women's rights. And that includes Whoopi Goldberg as well. They blurred the line on Monday's broadcast of The View. They blurred the lines between women who had had consensual affairs with Mr. Clinton and those who accused him of sexual assault. And then she comes back and says, well, I want to apologize for that. Well, it's a bit too late, I think. And that was an article from the Washington Times. Look at what happened then on CNN. Here's another one of the fem dems, another one of the hateful left. CNN panelists, this is on Infowars.com. Bill Clinton rape allegations are effing ridiculous, dude. She just goes off on a rant, swearing, you know, using harmful language that we're supposed to get upset about, you know, like Donald Trump. CNN panelists dismissed Bill Clinton's documented history of sexual abuse against women as effing ridiculous, dude, on a broadcast of Aaron Burnett out front. Yeah, you're out front, all right. As the networks continue to cover for the Clintons while devoting vast swaths of airtime to Trump's locker room banter tape from 2005. This is an article by Steve Watson. He writes, the person who said this was Angela Rye. She went absolutely crazy, almost yelled obscenities when the conservative member of the panel brought up documented accounts of Hillary Clinton's attacks on the women who have accused Bill Clinton of sexual abuse. No, she didn't. How did she facilitate it when she wasn't? She goes on and on with this and just freaks out. If you look at the transcript, she says no five times and no, because it's rape culture, Kaylee. You're blaming someone who succumbed to committing adultery on her. We're Christians, so let's talk about what this is, okay? So this is the way this is rolling over and over again. They absolutely can't handle this, and this campaign is going viral. But take a look at the other ways. This is always the way the left handles everything, with censorship, with punishment. Look at Canada, for example. We have a European Parliament member. Go to Canada. He's a French activist. He's an anti-globalization activist. His name is José Bové, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He was told to leave Canada by today, preventing him from speaking at an event that would oppose a planned EU-Canada free trade deal. See, it isn't just the TTIP. It isn't things just like NAFTA, TPP, and others. The Canadians have their own free trade deal, which is consolidating all this. And it is not simply because they don't want free trade and open markets. It isn't about free trade and open markets. And when the Republicans or libertarians tell you that it's about free trade, you really are being deceived. You really need to look at this. It's about so much more than even the economics behind it. It's also about the freedom of the internet. And it's also about the freedom to make your own laws about the environment. Now, I would disagree with this guy. He's a green candidate. I would disagree with him. But I think we ought to be able to make that decision with elected representatives country by country, not have that decision made for us by some corporate global entity that is going to dictate the terms of our economy to us and tell us precisely who's going to be allowed to have factories and who isn't. and how those factories are going to be fueled and how they're not going to be fueled. It was a Council of Canadians, listen to this, a social justice nonprofit. Always the social justice people, right? It's the social justice people who scream in your face, just like this person yesterday on CNN. They just get in your face and scream and shut you down, censor you, take you off the air, and shout you down. They denied entry to this guy ahead of a public forum that the group had organized on the Canadian-EU Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, CETA. See, it's happening everywhere. They don't want debate. They don't want people to know what this is. So they shut you down. They deport you. And that's what they're doing. They're actually throwing this guy out of the country. Out of the country. And he's coming from the EU. This is a trade deal between the EU and Canada. And he's coming back and saying, let me tell you why you don't want to surrender your authority to some transnational committee. And they said, you're leaving the country. We're throwing you out. You're not even going to be allowed to talk about this. This is what we're seeing everywhere. As Donald Trump was saying yesterday, and let me read this quote to you again, because I think this is key. This is like his it's Americanism versus globalism statement. This is what he had to say. He said, Hillary Clinton is the vessel of a corrupt global establishment. I'll read this to you again. It's raiding our country, surrendering the sovereignty of our nation. The criminal government cartel doesn't recognize borders, but believes in global governance, unlimited immigration, and rule by corporations. You understand? It's a global government ruled by corporations, and they don't believe in borders. And here's more evidence of this. The feds will press criminal contempt charges against Sheriff Arpaio. Okay, the federal government has charged Sheriff Arpaio, says the RT, with criminal contempt charges for violating a judge's order to stop immigration patrols. All right? Now, if convicted, he could spend 6 months in jail. So here's the situation. We're going to jail law enforcement. We're going to jail the people who try to enforce our border laws. We've already had Obama handcuff, metaphorically handcuff the Border Patrol. Now they are going to literally jail Sheriff Arpaio for patrolling the borders. That's why the Border Patrol supports Donald Trump. That's why Sheriff Arpaio supports Donald Trump. He's trying to enforce the law that Barack Obama doesn't care about. And Barack Obama is shutting down law enforcement, is going to jail this sheriff. And the group that is protesting the sheriff, their slogan here is arrest Arpaio, not the people. Well, if the people are here illegally and if they're violating our laws, they need to be arrested. You don't arrest someone who is enforcing our laws. But that's the way the Obama administration has turned this upside down. And as they were doing this, this group saying, arrest the sheriff, not the people. Okay, arrest Arpaio, not the people. Okay, they're chanting outside the courthouse, a couple of dozen protesters. In Spanish, they're chanting, yes, we can. Yes, we can. See, it's Obama that is destroying our country, and it is his work that is going to be continued by Hillary Clinton. And you have to understand that it is for the benefit of the banks. This is precisely what they're doing. Now, we had Hillary Clinton come out, and we've talked about the fact that she said that we are going to have appropriate responses to cyber hacking. We're going to have political and economic and military responses to cyber hacking. Think about that for a moment. When you look at all of these wild conspiracy theories that were thrown out about how it was the Russians who were releasing information that embarrassed Hillary Clinton at the Democrat National Convention, when you look at every time something comes out, they said, the Russians did it, the Russians did it. Okay, they have not proved that. And even if that were true, you and I would never be able to vet that. It is the ultimate false flag if you're going to use that to start a war. And understand that when you create economic sanctions against a country, that is the first stage towards war. And that's what we're doing right now against Russia. But they're talking about military strikes in response to cyber hacks. Do you realize how dangerous that is? That is the ultimate false flag technique. We have to take their word that there was a cyber hack in the first place. We don't even know in some of these cases if they say, well, somebody hacked into our personnel files or whatever, and federal government got all of our federal employees' personnel files. So we don't know for sure that happened. We're taking their word for it that it happened. We certainly don't have any way to validate who did that. But they can say something happened, and then they can finger the Russians for it, and then they can start a military response. And now we have Obama doubling down on that. He says he's going to consider proportional responses to Russian hacking, threatening them. Again, they're escalating this, okay, saying, oh, you keep releasing information about us. And again, I don't believe that this information is coming from Russia. Neither did Bill Binney, former technical director of the NSA. He believes that it's people inside the intelligence community, inside the military, who are doing this because they're concerned about what Hillary Clinton and Obama are doing. They know what's being discussed behind closed doors. They know how they're trying to take this country down. They know how they've betrayed intelligence officers, probably cost them their lives with her careless actions, as Comey called it. Actually, there are multiple felonies. Violation of national security. So they're very concerned about what's going to happen with this. And so they want the American public to know. And I think whoever is doing this is a hero, just like Ed Snowden was a hero. They always attack and try to kill the messenger, try to distract you from seeing the information and label these people. But now what they're doing is they're constantly blaming the Ruskies. Blaming the Ruskies, going toe-to-toe with the Ruskies and about to do nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies. Obama will consider a proportional response to recent hacks conducted by Russia. They say, we will obviously ensure that a U.S. response is proportional, but it's unlikely that our response would be announced in advance. It's certainly possible the president could choose response options that we never announce. So, we could have a cyber hack that we can't even verify was a cyber hack. They can then blame it on Russia, and we have no way of verifying that. And they can do it after they've already attacked Russia or done something. So they say, we're not going to announce in advance what we're going to do. We're just going to do something. And they are threatening Russia with this, whether Russia is behind this or not. They are going to blame Russia, and they're going to try to use this as an excuse to escalate war. Russia is very concerned about this. They just had a civil defense bill, drill that was 40 million people, hundreds of thousands of government officers removing people around. Of course, we don't ever have anything like that here in America because, first of all, Americans don't think that nuclear war could ever touch us. We've never been touched by war here in America, and so they don't think that it could happen. It's very foolish, isn't it? But, of course, even during the height of the Cold War, there was never any civil defense program created by our government. It was the Russians that did that to try to protect their people. Here in America, the only people that we really worry about protecting are those at the very top. They get underground bunkers to protect them. But if you want it, you're on your own. You can go out and buy a bunker like people were doing back in the 1950s and 60s. And when you do it, they're going to laugh at you for doing that and trying to take care of yourself. Huh, that's funny. Anyway, they say the posting of thousands of emails from political officials on sites like DCLeaks.com and WikiLeaks, as they say from the Homeland Security, these thefts and disclosures are intended to interfere with the U.S. election process. Oh, yeah. Okay. Who's interfering with the election process? Well, they say it's Russia, and so they're talking about how they're going to attack Russia. They're taking it very seriously. Washington Examiner says former Soviet leader Gorbachev says U.S.-Russia tension has reached a dangerous point. He said that ending talks between the two world powers was the biggest mistake. See, think about the fact that throughout the GOP primaries, when we had debates, everybody was beating on Donald Trump for saying that he would talk to the Russians. Remember that? Remember Carly Fiorina? I wouldn't talk to them. I'd just show them how strong I am. I'd do something to them first. And that's what Obama is saying. That's what Hillary Clinton is saying. That's what the mainstream media is saying. Don't talk to these Ruskies. Just drop a bomb on them or something. You know, declare a no-fly zone in Syria, says General Petraeus and other generals. And it isn't going to cost us anything. We can take down all their planes and to shoot down the Russian planes with cruise missiles. That is insane. That is insane. That is truly mutual assured destruction, the revival of the Cold War. But even pushing it further, I think, in terms of language. And, of course, this is in response to Secretary of State John Kerry threatening to stop all talks, all cooperation with Russia in the region, unless Russia ends its bombing of Aleppo in support of Syrian President Bashar Assad. Okay, understand that they're not, when they support Assad, who are they fighting? Well, that would be ISIS, wouldn't it? So Secretary of State John Kerry says, if you don't stop fighting ISIS, we're going to stop talking to you. We are going to take action against you. That's the reality. Meanwhile, Russia is escalating things, creating their own no-fly zone in Syria. Remember, Russia was invited in by the Syrian government that Obama and Hillary were determined to overthrow, just as they overthrew Gaddafi in Libya and created what there? What do we have there? What do we have in Iraq where we did the same thing? Do we have peace, stability? Are things better off? We've been to war twice in Iraq, and now we have continual fighting in that area, as well as Libya being turned into an arms bazaar for ISIS and al-Qaeda. Well, the Russians were invited in by the Syrian government. They have now said on their own that they're going to have a no-fly zone because they've been invited in there by the government. We are there in support of the rebels. And now Russian senators are backing a permanent deployment of the Russian Air Force to Syria. This is out of RT. They say Russian senators have ratified an agreement that allows permanent deployment of the country's air force in Syria, solidifying Moscow's projection of power in the Middle East. If their policy isn't suicidal, it is short-sighted, isn't it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that we have a flash sale on Knockout Sleep Support. 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a great natural product. I have used this in the past. It has no lingering effects, but boy, it really gives you a sound night's sleep. When you really need to get a sound night's sleep, this is a great natural way to do it. 25% off right now, just today, flash sale at InfoWarsLife.com. Also ending today is our sale on DNA Force, 23% off. And as we pointed out, this is a very expensive product to produce, and so a 23% discount is a huge savings that you can take advantage of. This is your last day to get 23% off DNA Force. It contains BioPQQ, backed by 175 clinical studies, very hard to secure, very expensive to produce, $30,000 per batch just for that one ingredient. And, of course, there's other very helpful ingredients in that as well. Again, 23% off is a big discount, a big savings, and you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, in the time that we have left, I want to take a look at an AP story here. Why do evangelicals prefer Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton? And as they point out, in light of this tape that was released to draw people's attention away from the emails on Hillary Clinton, they say cracks have appeared in evangelical support for Trump, but backing from some of the most high-profile conservative Christian endorsers is holding. And I want to take a look at three different approaches to this. First of all, there's a well-known theologian, Wayne Grudem, who came out and said, I'm unendorsing Donald Trump at this point. He had endorsed him before, said, you have to understand that we can make some real, have a real effect by electing Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. He had said that before. But now when he saw these responses, he comes out and has what I believe is a knee-jerk reaction. Wayne Grudem says he's the very embodiment of what the Bible calls a fool. I don't agree with that. And neither does James Dobson of Family Talk Radio. He said that he doesn't like Trump's comments, but he said you have to understand that Hillary Clinton's support for abortion rights is criminal. He said Mr. Trump promises to support religious liberty and the dignity of the unborn. Mrs. Clinton promises that she will not. You have to understand, she is against your religious liberty, and she is against life. She's not pro-life, and you have to understand there is a real choice here. Setting out this election is not a moral choice. Sorry, Glenn Beck, it isn't. You can sit there and pontificate, you know, in your sweater and tell people that the moral choice is not to vote for either one of them. No, you're going to get one of them. And you can make a legitimate difference here. You can either have a situation where you have to fight Hillary Clinton on every single issue, not only Hillary Clinton, but the Republican establishment and the Democrat establishment and the media establishment on every single issue. And you're going to lose your country to a globalist government. But you're going to lose, first of all, your religious liberty. So think about that, Christians. And then, of course, Jerry Falwell Jr., we've talked about this before, he's the one, I think, that understands it the most. He understands that, okay, these comments, he said, were reprehensible. But he also understands that not only do we have a clear choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, he said we're never going to have a perfect candidate. But he also suggested that the video leak was engineered by Trump's enemies in his own party. You understand this is the Bushes doing it for the Clintons. He said, I think it was timed. I think it might have been a conspiracy, you know, among the establishment Republicans who've known about it for weeks, who tried to time it so that it could do the maximum damage. That's precisely what is going on. He understands the technique that they're using here, and he understands what is truly at stake. There is a real, clear, distinguishing difference between the two of them, and it's going to make a very big difference which one of them is president. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll be hosting.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.